أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل من يكلؤكم بالليل والنهار من الرحمن بل هم عن ذكر ربهم معرضون أم لهم آلهة تمنعهم من دوننا لا يستطيعون نصر أنفسهم ولا هم منا يسحبون بل متعنا هؤلاء وآباءهم حتى طال عليهم العمر أفلا يرون أنا نأتي الأرض ننقصها من أطرافها أفهم الغالبون صدق الله العظيم. Since a few ayahs before, Allah تبارك وتعالى had been speaking about His قدرت, Allah تبارك وتعالى's greatness. In these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speak about Allah's rahmat, the rahmat of Allah, the compassion, the mercy of Allah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals upon His servants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows upon His servants. But at the same time here, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows the unappreciative kind of servants that lived on the surface of the earth and will continue to live on the surface of the earth. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ مَنْ يَكْلَأُكُمْ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ مِنَ الرَّحْمَانِ. Who guards you during the night and the day from Ar-Rahman, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most compassionate. بَلْ هُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ رَبِّهِمْ مُعْرِضُونَ. Nay, they turn away from the remembrance of their Rabb. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about that aspect, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's compassion, Allah's kindness is shown to His servants. Allah Himself guides and guards His servants, protects His servants. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees to all the needs of His servants. But then again, man becomes so heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one begins to turn away from the ibadat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, from the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One does not take heed of the advices of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously when that happens, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab comes down, and that is because of the ills and the wrongs of the servants. So at that time, Allah Rabbul Izzat asked the question, who can guard any person from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Here Allah says He is most compassionate when this type of azab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has always been that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows kindness and compassion to His servants. But when the servant turns away from Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends down many reminders, and some of these reminders are by way of the azab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. أَمْ لَهُمْ آلِهَةٌ تَمْنَعُهُمْ مِنْ دُونِنَا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks the question, do they have idols, do they have gods that can save them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can defend them from Allah Rabbul Izzat besides Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala? The reality of these gods is, لَا يَسْتَطِيعُونَ نَصْرَ أَنفُسِهِمْ, that these gods do not have the ability to help and assist their own selves. وَلَا هُمْ مِنَّا يُسْحَبُونَ. And secondly, these gods are not companions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They do not have any affinity to Allah Rabbul Izzat. They cannot help themselves. They do not have any affinity with Allah. They do not have any relationship with Allah. How are they going to help these individuals that break the commandment of Allah, ascribe partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when these gods and these idols cannot assist themselves? Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about another aspect of Allah's rahmat and Allah's mercy upon mankind. بَلْ مَتَّعَنَا هَٰؤُلَاءِ وَآبَاءَهُمْ. Certainly, we had granted them enjoyments and luxuries of this world, to them also and to their forefathers also. That when man came onto the surface of this earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave man that intelligence to discover how to build homes, how to make themselves comfortable. All that knowledge came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Rabbul Izzat sustained them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them their rozi, etc. Man became very comfortable and made this life of this world a luxurious one. To this extent that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we granted them all these ni'mats. Hatta tala alayhimul umur, until life became long for them. In other words, it seemed to be very, very long There seems to be no end to the life of this material world. And when that happens, man forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When man feels that he is going to be living forever and ever on this world, he feels that he is going to be, he forgets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he forgets maut, then it seems to man that his life is forever and ever on the surface of this earth. أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Making special reference to the people of Makkah Mukarramah, that Allah had given them all the comforts and the luxuries. When we look at the mode of income, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it such that they used to go to Syria and Yemen to trade. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made Makkah the center of trade. People will come to Jeddah, people will come to Makkah to trade. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them all sorts of ni'mats. But then they forgot Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then came Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with this beautiful message of Islam. They did not accept Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their desire was, as the ayahs before we discussed, the demise of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Their desire was the demise of Islam in itself. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds them that one by one people began to accept this deen of Islam. And each time one person accept the deen of Islam, it became an obstacle to the kuffar. It became a difficulty to their religion and to their creed and to the shirk, etc. And then we find in the latter part of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's life in Makkah Mukarramah, deen began to spread in Medina Munawwara. And in this way, slowly Islam began to encroach onto the lives of the people of Makkah, where they had safety of the roads, where they thought that they had ruled and they had reigned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَرَوْنَ أَنَّا نَأْتِي الْأَرْضَ نَنْقُصُهَا مِنْ أَطْرَافِهَا. Then do they not see that gradually we began to diminish the earth from its sides, that the earth became very, very narrow for the people of Makkah Mukarramah. The hijrat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took place. The people of Medina accepted Iman and Islam. Different tribes began to accept Iman and Islam. And then they found that they had no help and assistance in their own land that they had lived. And this is the system of Allah. But Allah asked the question, أَفَهُمُ الْغَالِبُونَ. Do they then perceive that they will be dominant over this deen of Allah? That will never ever happen. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the protection of man. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the protection of his deen. And Allah speaks about the gradual elevation of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.